Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
I guess you think about that anticipation of Messiah, you know, at the Passover, having that empty chair, that the loss for those who followed Jesus, thinking, yes, you know, could this be the Messiah, how devastating that crucifixion must have been.
Yeah, think about it. It was a very sad Passover for them. And of course, the sadness doesn't last, because Sunday morning they get word of the resurrection, and they're really excited, and the women tell the men, and of course the disciples come and look at the tomb, and word spread pretty fast. Then of course Paul tells us that in the 40 days that followed, that Jesus was seen by as many as 500 people. So pretty exciting. But yeah, it must have been a pretty disappointing time and sad time. I think it was a devastating sadness for those who had hoped that he would be the one to deliver Israel. Just as the disciples in Luke 24, we had hoped, they said to Jesus, not knowing who they were talking to, that he would be the one to deliver Israel.
Well, let's talk about Luke 24 as I had my Bible open to that. What would have Jesus told those disciples? Because he said he opened up the scriptures to them. And so they all point to me.
Yeah. I wrote a whole book about that. You know, I think there are a lot of people today who are saying that the Hebrew scriptures don't point to the Messiah, that if they do, they do it indirectly. And so one of the key passages that I used in the book, The Messianic Hope, is to show that indeed Jesus and the disciples all believed that the Hebrew Bible was messianic. And when you read the Hebrew Bible itself, it believes it's messianic. In fact, that's its message. And so he would have started, I think, with Genesis, pointing to the seed that would crush the head of the serpent and work his way to that very same seed who would bless the nations, who would be the lion of the tribe of Judah reigning over Israel, who would be the prophet like Moses in Deuteronomy 18. It's described like that. And then continue on to the prophets and all that they had to say about Messiah, who would, according to Isaiah 53, be a suffering servant, die on behalf of the people. And then that he would be raised from the dead and ascend into glory, just as Psalm 16 and Psalm 110 teach, seated at the right hand of the Father, awaiting his kingdom. You know, there's so many passages that Jesus would have taught them. Truthfully, I once heard a guy teach that none of these passages were messianic, and a student said to him, but Peter seems to think they're messianic in the book of Acts, and the professor said, well, I don't agree with Peter's interpretive principles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's... That's probably a risky position, but
so they came to me and they said, what do you think? I said, well, I'd go with Peter's hermeneutics or interpretation professor, Jesus. I think he seemed to teach him something. So,
thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.